Okay. We'll continue on. We're going to jump to item number 18 just to buy more time in case more public do show up. But after we go through 18, we will start, excuse me, public comment because we do have a number of people that do wish to comment. So I will open it up to item number 18, which is miscellaneous and meeting debrief. And I guess we will start with minutes. Yes, Commissioner Thornburg.
We have two dates of minutes, so I will do the first and as a motion and then move to the second date. So I move that we approve the minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call of October 5th, 2018 as submitted.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Further discussion? And are you talking about the minutes?
The conference call.
The conference call, not the addition.
October 5th.
Oh, right, okay, okay. You got that, Tammy? Okay. Motions are made and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Okay, so moving on to October 15th. This was our special meeting. I am going to move to amend minutes that are in the book. These were not what was originally submitted. There have been some additions, and I am moving to amend those to remove the additions and adopt minutes as originally written. And if there's a second to that, I'll elaborate on why I'm making
this
motion.
That.
Commissioner Graybill seconded that. Okay. Further discussion then?
So the reason I'm doing that is one, I read the there are a couple of reasons. I read the suggested additions and they didn't quite meet my recall of the discussion. And the second reason is our written minutes generally are short statements of what the issue is and the action. And this sort of, and our minutes actually are both what is in writing and the recordings. These are available in archives for all of us and public to look up at all times. And the recording really gives accurately what the discussion was and everything. So my feeling is with the amended or with the additions that were suggested, it's very much out of character of how we generally do things. And so that was the second reason that I was suggesting the amendment that I'm moved.
A motion has been made, seconded. Further discussion? Yes, Commissioner McGuire.
Actually, in our briefing book, we've got some draft minutes. It's unclear to me what the amendment speaks to. Speaks to something being deleted by addition, but what's in front of us does not have any strikeout or anything like that. So just looking for what portion of what we see in our briefing books is being amended.
So the yeah.
It's right there.
The paragraph in item two, the paragraph that follows the list of people who provided input, the public who provided input, striking that. Because as I said, it doesn't represent exactly my recollection of our discussion, And it's out of character. It's much more than what we usually put into minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So this does meet my recollection, so perhaps you could refresh my memory what portion of this didn't happen, and if this entire paragraph is taken out, then we're left with a set of minutes that includes the attendance and no description of any activity that took place on this agenda item. So I would say that would be out of character with summary minutes to just list the title, who made the presentation, and the people involved. So that's not typical of our minutes.
So if I could respond to that? So our minutes consist of what is in writing and the recordings. Those are available for us and the public. What I'm concerned about are dates that are put into this. It's pretty prescriptive. I don't recall dates. I recall some general time frame in the discussion, and it is much more than we generally put in the written portion, because we rely on the recorded portion in terms of for this kind of discussion that the commission has.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to put this item on hold until our conference call. I don't think it's appropriate to tie up a bunch of our time and the public's time in an open meeting right now and air our laundry. I would suggest we take that up on our next conference call.
Mr. Baker?
I would agree with that. I would actually ask the public who is submitting testimony, often when you get up here, because we kind of see some people regularly, but we skip a step, which is that you give your name before the testimony. If you could give your name, then we will be sure if there's ever any discrepancy between the written minutes and the recording, we'll be able to go back and see who it is that is talking to us and we're talking back to. So that's just a request.
Okay. Any other discussion? Is there a consensus then in moving that to the conference call? Seeing consensus. Okay, we will do that. Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. Do we have some blue sheets?
We do. Thank you, Chair. I would like to submit a blue sheet. The title of the request is Concurrent Night Fishing Rules. It's timely, as we've had a discussion just this weekend with the state of Oregon on concurrency. And for a period of time, I've been aware of issues, particularly with night fishing on a couple of our Columbia River sites, one being Drano Lake, which I think is the most severe. Working with staff, they have provided me some language that would work well for their purposes. I also wanted to say that I've spoken with our enforcement chief for that region, and he's very much in favor of this as well. But I'll give you the verbiage, and I've put this as a medium because we don't really need to take action tomorrow, but by January to have a briefing on what would it entail to execute this blue sheet. The request, I would request the department staff to provide an assessment of non-concurrent regulations with Oregon concerning nighttime recreational fishing for salmon, steelhead, and sturgeon in the Columbia. Provide a review of the benefits and concerns of adopting regulations that would be concurrent with the Oregon regulations with respect to conservation objectives, management implications, and regulatory simplification. Also provide an inventory of fisheries in the Columbia that are exclusively Washington State managed that currently open to nighttime recreational fishing for salmon, steelhead, and sturgeon, with particular focus on the main stem of Columbia upstream of the Oregon border, Drano Lake, and the white salmon. include a review of the implications of changing regulations in those areas in terms of conservation management and regulation simplification. I would move that we adopt this blue sheet for staff review and commission consideration.
Is there a second for the blue sheet?
Second.
Second's been made. Discussion? Yes, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Didn't quite catch what the timeline was on the blue sheet.
Oh, if we could have a presentation or briefing in January would be fine. I don't think this would not have any impact on current fishing that's going on between now and the end of the year.
It shouldn't take a deep dive. I mean, it's
no.
Pretty...
Yeah.
No. Mr. Carpenter?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ron, I guess I'd address this to you. We're going to get a briefing, and we'll discuss that. If we decide to recommend a change that Commissioner Graybill is proposing, is that what's the regulatory? It's saying it's an every 2 year scenario that we have to go through. Is that correct?
Vice Chair Carpenter, thanks for the question. We've been working on simplifying our rules over the years. I don't have in front of me the schedule in which we've provided to the commission. I would go back and look at that. This is one of those issues that I don't believe that we have. I'll change this around. I believe that it's important for us to all look at the fishery regulations that we have in place. This is a good first step if that results in modifications to regulations, so be it. But I think it's something that's important that we air and bring back to the commission, allow the public to hear and provide testimony on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also heard the word concurrency there, which is something we're dealing with at the Fish Committee meeting in December, where ideas for concurrency are being discussed. Is it appropriate to take a look at it in that context, or is concurrency not really the main thrust of this?
That's not really the main thrust of this. It would bring us within concurrency with Oregon, but this is not a policy. Our discussions this weekend were concurrency because in relation to the policy, Columbia River policy, this is a separate issue.
Okay. So the motion's made, seconded, discussion, call for the motion. All those in favor of the blue sheet motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Blue sheet is accepted. Thank you. Was there a second blue sheet? Didn't you?
No?
Okay.
No other?
Okay. So on anything else that we need to talk about under miscellaneous and meeting debrief before we go into public comment? Hearing none, seeing none. We